I am starting to feel like they should. If Philly said yes to that deal,
yeah.
I am starting to feel. The way the Kings are not playing well right now. If they play like this for another week or two, I would probably be in the camp that they should do the Simmons deal for Fox.
Sure.
And because,
if available, of course.
If available,
right?
Yes. Because I think that for one, given what I know about Ben's kind of lot in life at the moment, I think in a lot of ways, I think Sacramento could be perfect because, you know, he doesn't want to be in Oklahoma City. That's a little bit, you know, too outside of the comfort zone for him. But it's kind of what I was getting at.
Nice town.
But like, you know, we're in California. You're not. You don't have the LA spotlight. You know, you're right down the road from it. If you want to go do that type of thing, you know, on your off time, it's pretty easy. Southwest is cheap. You know what I mean?
There's Ben Simmons sitting in A17 on Southwest with his peanuts and soda.
I'll tell you this much. You know he's not going to fly Southwest successfully as Marvin Bagley. Oh, he'll always have a bad seat because he'll never check in. Sorry.
Oh, geez.
Go ahead, Sam.
That was good. No. Jay stepped on you a little bit, but you landed it. That was good.
He knew what was coming. Go ahead, Sam. Finish your thought.
No, but I think it could be a good fit. And then it's like if he comes and the momentum starts with him, then, you know, and you are kind of building around him, which is really his main complaint in Philly, is that they've built around Embiid, which is not true, but that's how he's seen it. Yeah, I mean, I think it could be a good fit, and it could be the kind of Weber-esque move that you're talking about. It just got to make the Kings front office nervous because, you know, they've got every reason to be skeptical about him in the same way that the Sixers might be about De'Aaron, if not a whole lot more.